Moving from warmth to light, we'll hear a piece called Light by Margaret Brouwer, who was born in 1940 in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Trained as a violinist as well as a composer, she holds a doctorate in composition from Indiana University. From 1992 to 1997, she was composer in residence for the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra and is currently head of the composition department at the Cleveland Institute of Music. Brouwer has received numerous awards and commissions, including grants from the National Endowment of the Arts and the Ford Foundation. She has written 9 orchestral compositions and numerous chamber and vocal works. Her music has been performed by such outstanding musicians as clarinetist Richard Stoltzman. He recorded her clarinet concerto with the Seattle Symphony under Gerard Schwartz, and the members of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, as well as the Cavani, Audubon, and Cassatt string quartets, and percussionist Evelyn Glennie. Light was composed in 2001 and consists of 3 movements called The Fiery Power, Niederlandse Licht, and Atoms. It was written for harpsichordist Jeanette Sorel, soprano Sandra Simon, and the Cleveland Museum of Art, honoring their acquisition of a German-style harpsichord. Brouwer thought this was the perfect opportunity to draw inspiration from earlier centuries, so she decided to create a collage within her own music of texts and music from the 12th to the mid-20th century. She begins with a quote from the 12th century nun, Hildegard von Bingen. "I, the highest and fiery power, have kindled every living spark. I flame above the beauty of the fields. I shine in the waters. In the sun, the moon, and the stars I burn. And by means of the airy wind, I stir everything into quickness with a certain invisible life which sustains all. And so I, the fiery power, lie hidden in these things, and they blaze from me. All these things live in their own essence and are without death, since I am life." In the second movement, called Niederlandse Licht, Brouwer quotes briefly from 2 musical works that come from her Dutch heritage, 1 secular and 1 religious. She says that since the overlay and mixing of the secular and religious is so prominent in Dutch history, this combination seems right. Even though both quoted works were originally vocal, this movement features the harpsichord and does not use voice. The final movement, Atoms, mixes historical and recitative style with Brouwer's own contemporary musical language. The vocal text is a statement that Richard Feynman, the physicist, made in 1961 lecture to his undergraduates at Caltech. Here it is. "Atoms. All things are made of atoms, little particles that move around in perpetual motion, attracting each other when they are a little distance apart, but repelling upon being squeezed into one another." The composer says that the light, sun, water, and stars of Hildegard and Psalm 27 seem in some mystical way to combine very well with the 20th century understanding of atoms. Now, let's listen to Light.